We all forget to check in with the court clerk once in a while when we've been selected for jury duty, and we've heard that if we fail to report at all, we'll have to appear before a judge and explain why. Sitka Police Lieutenant Lance Ewers says this latest phone scam exploits our fears of being forgetful about this simple duty with an all-new twist.
They're able to clone phone numbers. That's the big thing, right?
So you get a call in the evening after banking hours, Ewers says, and it goes something like this.
This is the Sitka Police Department calling you. You didn't make jury duty. And you look at your phone number, and you know it says 747-3245, the police department's name, the police department's phone number.
And you'll be asked to post a bond or pay a legal retainer using some form of untraceable payment like a Visa check card obtainable at the grocery store. The amounts range from $500 to $2,000. This is called phishing, and it's a type of scam that people in Sitka and around the world have been taken in by before, but it more often involves a phony website trying to duplicate the look and feel of your bank's website or other credible institution like the Internal Revenue Service. The cloned phone number gives this scam an extra level of credibility. The rest is simply preying on people's honest natures.
So they find somebody super honest, you know, a person who isn't used to being, you know, lied to at that level, and generally believes when the U.S. government IRS calls and says, you missed taxes, you're going to have a huge fine, you know, you owe us this much money in taxes, and they believe it. Or they believe that they missed jury duty and the police department's going to come in and put you in jail and your name's going to be in the paper if you don't pay this retainer. And then on Monday, come back and write a letter to the court about why you missed jury duty. Okay, well, you say you didn't know, but we clearly called your family member. What's her name? What's your mom's name again? Yeah, that's who we spoke to, you know. And so in gathering this information is becoming more and more sophisticated and much more believable.
Using the cloned phone numbers helps scammers put their victims on the ropes. And once people begin to give up personal information, like the names of family members, Ewers says the extent of the crime deepens. This is no ordinary fly-by-night scam. He says it's clearly a team of people from outside the U.S. who are perfecting their methods with every call.
And when you live in a small town and they're saying words like, yeah, you need to go to C-Mart, or yeah, oh no, I know the Alps Bank is closed, right? They know this. They're keeping meticulous notes. And then you get a phone call and it's your daughter's phone number and they say, we have your daughter.
Ewers says extortion is both the most frightening aspect of the scam, but also the most bogus, since actual kidnapping is extraordinarily rare. The police have notified grocery stores in Sitka to be alert for someone appearing agitated who's trying to purchase large quantities of check cards or gift cards, and to offer to call police on their behalf. Ewers says it's normal to not be thinking clearly when you feel a loved one is under threat.
No government entity, the IRS, they will never have you pay a fine by using non-traceable money. They will never have you pay a fine by check cards. If somebody's asking you to buy check cards and they're not a loved one, it's because it's non-traceable. That doesn't help a whole lot if somebody's saying, I'm going to cut a finger off if you don't pay me in non-traceable money.
Ewers says police departments in both Sitka and Juneau have released detailed information about the scam and its methods. Communities on the Kenai Peninsula have also been targeted. And if you really have missed jury duty, Ewers says it's okay to check in with the police department. We'll help you sort that out too, he says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.